Amen. It's a great time of connecting with the Lord this morning before we continue our worship in the Word. Well, this morning, we are going to kind of return to a passage that we looked at maybe 3 weeks ago. So if you like to follow along in your own Bibles, or if you like to follow on your phone, you can turn to Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26.
今天我们要跟大家要讲解的经文是在罗马书三章二十一节到二十六节。基本上我们是复习我们前几个礼拜所没有讲完的章节。
I'd like to begin this morning by sharing with you about a pretty well-known classic story.
这是一本非常著名的小说。
It began in C.S. Lewis's mind when he was only 16 years old.
这是个作家，名字叫 C.S. 路易斯，他在16岁时候他就脑筋里有这个图片。
He had a picture of a fawn carrying an umbrella and some packages in the woods.
他在想象里面有一个半人半羊的一个人，你知道，带着他的书包，带着他的东西，你知道，在一个有雪的森林里面。
And he had this strange picture in his mind, from the time he was 16 until he was around 40 years old.
他一直有这个图片的印象在里面，在16岁的时候，一直到他的40岁的时候。
And he said to himself, let's see if I can make a story of this picture in my head.
他脑筋里就想，他40岁的时候，他说我要把这个图片写成一本书。
And that was the beginning of his classic book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
所以这个他的书的名字就是这个巫婆、狮子和这个魔术的衣橱。
It's a classic book that is the beginning of a whole series, and maybe many of you know it, called The Chronicles of Narnia.
所以很多人都知道这是很著名一本的小说，叫做这个《纳西亚的传奇》。
So what I'd like to do is I'd like to share with you a brief synopsis of the story, and then an actual quotation from the book, which is relevant to the passage that we are looking at this morning.
所以我想现在简单介绍一下这个故事的内容，然后和我下面讲的罗马书的章节是有相关的。
In the first of the Narnia Chronicles, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, young children go back through the wardrobe and enter into a whole new world.
他这个故事开始的时候就介绍这些孩子从这个魔术的衣橱里面走出去。到一个新的世界里面。
It is the world of Narnia.
这个世界叫做纳西亚的世界。
But that world that they enter into is enslaved under the spell of a witch.
但是这个纳西亚的世界是被一个女巫控制的这个世界。
It is the middle of winter, and the book says that in Narnia it is always winter, and it is never Christmas.
所以在这个描述这个纳西亚这个世界里面，永远是冬天的，就是换句话是很冷的，从来也没有圣诞节的。
But the rumor has it that Aslan, the great lion king from far beyond, is coming, and that spring is beginning to come forth.
传说里面嘛，这里有个国王，这个国王是狮子的样子，你知道他是进到这个世界以后，他要开始把春天带过来了。
Aslan finally does come, but one of the children betrays the group for a piece of Turkish delight.
当然，基本上这个巫婆和这个狮子的国王是有敌对的位置，所以，但是他当中有个小孩就出卖了这个他的狮子的国王，因为他贪吃一颗土耳其的糖。
And when he betrays the group, he comes under the dominion of the witch.
所以他出卖了以后，这个变成小孩就变成这个女巫婆的俘虏。
Aslan, to free the betraying young person, gives himself to the witch who happily kills Aslan on the great stone table.
所以呢他的后果呢就是把这个狮子的国王呢出卖了，把这个狮子的国王在一个 石头的桌子上呢就杀死了。
And of course the children, the two girls, as they watch Aslan being killed, as they see their beloved Aslan is being sacrificed on the stone, they watch horrified.
所以当时这里面其中两个女孩子看到他们最喜欢的这个狮子的国王放在这个石头的桌子上被杀死的时候，他们觉得非常的伤心，非常的震惊。
And when two of the children go back, two of the girls go back the next day, they go back to where Aslan was, and they find that his body is gone.
当他们第二天这两个女孩子回到这个石头的桌子上的时候，要找这个亚斯兰国王的尸体的时候，他发现他的尸体已经不在了。
They approach the hill and see the altar on which Aslan was slaughtered, and they are confused and they are perplexed because there's just the only thing that they see is a large crack in the stone.
他们回来看的时候，他觉得非常的迷惑，不知道怎么回事，就是他们两个女孩子看到那个石头的桌子上有很大的裂缝。
The rising of the sun had made everything look so different, and all the colors and shadows were changed.
当这个太阳照射出来的时候，所有的颜色一切都变了。
It was changed so that for a moment, they didn't see the important thing.
所以他们在光太阳光照下的时候，他们没有看到任何的东西。
And then they did.
但是他只看到有一个东西。
The stone table was broken into two pieces by a great crack that ran down from it, from end to end, and there was no Aslan.
他们这个看到这个石桌子的时候，他们是这石桌变成两片碎掉了，但是他们没有看到这个国王的尸体。
Oh, 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 cried the two girls, rushing back to the table.
所以这个两个女孩子就是非常的震惊，真的叹息，就是说怎么回事。
Oh, it is too bad, sobbed Lucy.
这个露西这个女孩子就说这个是非常不幸的事情。
They might have left the body alone, at least.
她至少有在遗体在那里应该留下来，怎么没有看到。
Who has done it? Cried Susan.
他说是谁做的这个事情啊
？What does it mean? Is it more magic?
到底这个是怎么回事？是不是一个变成好像一个魔术一样
？Yes, said a great voice behind their backs.
是的，好是一个魔术。他听到那个女孩子听到背后有很大的声音跟他说话。
It is more magic.
他说比这个魔术还要更高一层。
They looked around, and there.In the shining sunrise, larger than they had ever seen before, shaking his mane, stood Aslan himself.
他这个看到后面这个太阳光底下就照出这个女孩子，就看到这个狮子，这个国王就出来了。
Oh, Aslan, cried both the children staring up at him, almost as much as frightened as they were glad.
当这个女孩子看到这个狮子国王的时候，他们非常的震惊。就是不可以相信，就他看到了他。
Aren't you dead then, dear Aslan? Said Lucy.
Lucy 就问这个狮子国王说：“他说你是不是死掉了
？”Not now, said Aslan.
阿斯兰说：“现在没有死。
”You're not a. Asked Susan in a shaky voice.
Susan 就是很声音很颤抖，就是很怕。
She couldn't bring herself to say the word ghost.
那她很难说出口。她说，等于说你是不是鬼啊
？Aslan stooped his golden head and licked her forehead. The warmth of his breath and the rich sort of smell that seemed to hang about his hair came over her.
所以这个狮子的国王亚斯兰就是低着头，就是亲近这个女孩子。
Do I look it? He said.
那他说你看我像不像一个，意思就是说像不像鬼。
Oh, you're real. You're real, O Aslan, cried Lucy.
这个露西女孩子说，哦，你是真的，你知道，你不是，你是真的。
And both girls flung themselves upon him and covered him with kisses.
所以这两个女孩子就抱住这个亚斯兰的国王，就跟他亲嘴。
And then Susan asked,
然后 Susan 就问
What does it all mean?
她说这到底是什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
她这女孩子说这到底是什么意思啊？
It's the question that Susan had asked Aslan as he had come back from the dead, and it just was unexplainable.
他真的想不通为什么亚斯兰国王会从前是死掉了，现在怎么又活过来了。
This is the question that I think was really relevant then. It was really important for Susan to know, and it's important for us to know now.
从前这个问题对 Susan 是非常重要的问题，今天对我们每个人也是非常重要的。
As Aslan the lion, who again in the story represented our Savior, this question is still the same: is what does Jesus Christ's crucifixion mean for us?
在那个故事里面，亚斯兰国王。他的死和复活，今天印证到我们今天会知道为什么主耶稣基督会受死会复活。
It's the question that Paul, the Apostle Paul, is again seeking to make clear to the Roman Church.
所以这就是为什么保罗写这个圣经上告诉罗马的教会。
This Roman Church is made up of both Gentiles and also fellow Jews, since Paul is a Jew and he's writing to both Jews and Gentiles.
保罗的书信在罗马书就是给一些犹太人还有非犹太人在这个教会里面的。
So once again, earlier this month, we were in this very passage. And I want to take some time to just go back just a little bit, just to refresh you of where we once were in Romans chapter 3.
所以现在我要在那个罗马书第三章给大家温习一下我们谈到这个事情。
When the Apostle Paul announced in the first portion of his letter, again, when he was writing to the Romans, he wanted to share with them about and clarify with them about what the good news is. And so in the very beginning, in chapter 1, again, he announces, hey, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and this is what the letter is going to be about. It's going to be...me talking about the gospel.
所以他在罗马书保罗在罗马书第一章的时候他就告诉这些会众我写书的用意就是我要告诉你们这个圣经是什么意思。
And so he begins to say, hey, here is chapter 1, here is the good news.
那个第一章保罗就告诉说这是一个好消息。
But instead,readers, as they were reading through Paul's letter, may have recoiled at the next few verses and chapter as he talks about and prepares them for the good news.
所以当我们读者读到下面二章三的时候，我们就想到保罗是怎么样的写第一章的故事。
Because Paul creates a very dark and very black backdrop.For the good news.
因为保罗在写这个书信的时候，他有一点黑点，就是虽然都是好的消息。
And remember, I had shared with you about shopping for my wife Sarah's engagement ring, and I created a black background. And remember, a diamond when it's placed over a very dark background, it brings out the beauty of the diamond.
当我从前记得跟我太太 Sarah 去买订婚钻戒的时候，她用一个黑的那个背景，然后可以把这个很亮的钻石显示出来。
And this is what Paul does. He puts a black, dark background for us so that when he arrives at the good news, we have a better understanding.
保罗的用意写这个书的时候也是一样，用一个黑的那个。背景，然后显示出来它的亮的那一面。
Again, very quickly, Paul describes three kinds of people.
保罗就是谈到三类的人物。
He started with those who don't care.
第一类人物呢是 我根本不在乎。
People describes people who just could care less about who God is.
有些人根本不在乎，不管，不关我的事，上帝是什么。
He says that they have a sense of the truth. There's some sense deep in their hearts, maybe where they have a sense of who God is and that there might be a truth out there, but they completely push God away.
他们在心里面想，可能是有上帝的存在，你知道，可能有这种印象，但是呢，他完全把上帝赶出去。
And what they do is they embrace everything that their heart desires.
所以呢，他们的生活就是仰慕做他们喜欢的做的事情。
They place no bounds on themselves, and they let loose.
所以呢，他就是让他们不管上帝是怎么样。
It might be summed up as the phrase. There's a phrase that's out there that's like this. It says, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die."
所以呢，我们就是享受。你知道，我们喝酒玩乐，你知道，然后结婚，你知道，因为我明天可能就会死。
And I had said to you that maybe, when I look at you, maybe there are some of you who may have been this person that Paul is describing.
所以，当我现在看到各位的时候，可能有些人就有他保罗描述的这一类型的人。
Who just took in everything and let it all loose.
然后他就拿抓任何的一切的东西，然后其他的事情他都不管。
And yet there's others of us who say, I'm really glad, I am glad that I am not that person.
也有些人可能就是在里面就说，我很高兴，我不是属于这一类的人。
And Paul soon and quickly turns the table on those who say, well, at least I'm not those people over there.
那现在保罗就是讲到这个第二类人就是说我很好，我最好，你知道，我不是像你们说的第一种人。
And he begins to describe a second person, a person who is convinced of their moral superiority.
所以保罗说第二人呢，就是属于他是自己认为他的道德水准是很高的人。
He tells them, you know what, when you condemn those people over there, you condemn yourselves becauseYou do the very same things.
保罗就说，其实你在指责这一类人物的时候，其实你就是指责你自己。
These might be the people who shake their heads when they look at other people's lives.
当你看到另外那一人，你每次都摇头，就是不赞成他所做的。
These are people who can probably list off statistics of when a person behaves this way or does this, this is probably likely to happen to them.
所以其实你看看他这个指责别人的这个人的他本身的生活也是差不多的。
Like much of our human nature goes, just how we're wired, our sin nature, we can always point to someone, we can always find one more person who has somehow not met the standard that we have set for ourselves.
所以我们每天就可以发现有这类人，就是指责这个人，就是说他跟我是不一样，我比他高一等。
See, last time I was here, I pointed to David, and this time I'm pointing to Paul.
Yeah, 所以他上次呢，就是指了陈国雄讲话，现在就是指我讲话。今天
，You see, because even as we set a standard for ourselves, we can't even reach our own standard. You know, you have your own standard that you set. You can't even reach our own standard. You don't follow our own standard or your own standard perfectly.
所以当我们指责别人的时候，其实我们把我们的标准放在我们自己不能达到的标准。
And I shared with you, this is at least this kind of person. This was me, and I imagine that again for most of us, this is where most of us would have fallen. Is those convinced of their moral superiority?
所以我讲到第二人就是指就是这些人专门指责别人的人，但是他不能看到自己的弱点的。
But then there was a third kind of person. Again, Paul is creating this backdrop, this background. There's a third kind of person.
还有保罗谈到第三类的人。
A person who is confident in practice their practice of religion.
他们这些人呢，非常也谨守他们宗教的生活。
Again, Paul was speaking. He was writing to his fellow Jews.
大部分就是他讲到这些信这是他的犹太人。
Many who might say, they might say, my ancestor was Moses, and my ancestor, my great-great-great-grandfather was Abraham.
他这些人可能说，这些犹太人就说，我的祖先是摩西，你知道？也有些我很早的前面的祖先是从亚伯拉罕来的。
They would say, we as a people, we know the Mosaic law. We've been given the law. We follow the law.
这些人就会说，我们是很了解摩西的法令的。我们每天的生活都是遵守摩西的法令的。
We are in a covenantal relationship with Yahweh. Yahweh is our God.
犹太人就说，我们跟亚伟就是上帝有亲密的关系的。
And again, it might be no different than those who grew up in the church.
其实也是讲到我们今天在教会长大的人。
Or those who have a long family history in the church, and they claim that they're righteous because of their practice of religion.
在很多人从事基督教的家庭出来的，他们从小就觉得我是很遵守教会的规矩的。
But in all three cases, those who don't care, those who are convinced of their moral superiority, those who are confident in their practice of their religion, none, Paul says, there is not one who can claim to be made right in God's sight.
所以当保罗谈到这三种，第一种就是说他不在乎，什么都不在乎的一种人；第二种就是他觉得他的道德水准比人家高的；第三种就是他是遵守宗教的这种生活的人。保罗认为他们都不是会得救的人，不会，上帝不会认为他是公正的人。
The universal human burden, as Paul describes it, is that all have fallen short of the glory of God.
保罗注意才所写出来，我们人多了犯罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And you know, if you think about it again, as we look at any major faith, any major religion, all major religions seem to address this kind of sin problem. This problem seems to be addressed in some way.
所以你看到我们的很多的宗教，很多的信仰都是谈到我们人罪性的问题。
But Paul says we cannot will ourselves into righteousness. We can't deliver ourselves, no matter how much you think you follow the law.No matter how much you go to church, no matter how much effort you put into it, we cannot will ourselves into a right place with God.
所以保罗就说，我们没有能力把我们自己，把我们带到一个义人的境界里面去，不管你多努力。
While I was in seminary, many years ago, one of my professors gave us an assignment that I thought was strange at the time.
在我读神学院的时候，有一次我一个教授就给我们一个作业，我觉得这个作业是非常奇怪的。
He said, "I want you, class. I want you to write a 3-5-page paper on your own depravity."
我要叫你写3页到5页，讲讲你自己、你的缺点、你的污点，写出来。
The term depravity is not used in our, we just don't use it in our normal day-to-day conversation.
我们谈到我们人生的污点的时候，我们很少在我们的平常的跟朋友的谈话之间会提到这个字眼。
But the idea behind it is that in every area of human nature has been somehow, some way stained by sin.
其实在我们的人生里面，在任何的情况之列，我们会发现我们都有些污点。
He said, "I want you to write about that in your own life."
他说，教授就说，你能不能写一下你自己本人的自己的生活
？So it feels strange. It feels strange to sit at the computer and go, "Okay, my sin. Let's talk about the sin in my life."
我就觉得很勉强，我就说，这个教授要叫我写这个东西。
And what I found is that I could make a list. I could like go, okay, well, let's just list some sins in my life. I could make a list.
他说我其实我也可以写出来一二三四五，我到底有什么罪性。
But my problem, the problem that I had was moving a little bit beyond that.
其实我知道我自己本身有的问题，就是说很难跨过这一关。
It was wading deeper into those issues.
因为这个事情是非常严重的事情。
Like I didn't know how to do it, or maybe I just didn't want to do it. But I had a hard time writing my paper, writing 3 to 5 pages on it.
我真的有时候感觉我不知道是怎么做，也许呢，根本我本身就不愿意做这个作业。
And I feel like I managed to produce something, to put out 3 pages on it.
那最后我还是勉强的写出来，写了大概3页纸。
But I had a problem doing it.
但是我的确心底面就是有这个问题。
What I found was you'll hear some people say, you need to take ownership of your problem.
哦，你常常有时候听过说，你应该是可以对你自己生活上的问题，你可以有主权掌权的。
And I think that when I was writing it, when I could list out, I could name some of the sins, but my problem was to take ownership of it.
我可以，我当我列出来这些我自己的短处、罪行的时候，那我的问题是我不能那自己是怎么想处理这些问题。
What I had is I had a difficult time personalizing my sin.
我不能把这个问题变成我自身本身亲切的问题。
I could list from the Bible. I could take a list and I could say the names of them. But I had a difficult time.Moving them closer to myself. It's almost like I kept my own sin at a certain distance.
我可以从圣经上抄袭一些到底它上面谈的罪性是什么，但是很难把这个罪性引用到我自己的身上来。
And you know, when I look back now, my professor was not asking us to make a confessional. He wasn't saying, look, I want all of you to confess to me as a professor. That's not what his aim was.
其实教授他的用意叫我写这个我们写这个文章呢，并不是叫我们要忏悔，就是认罪。
What he was doing is he was providing us an opportunity to be bare before God.
其实他的用意是真的要引导我们怎么样是接近上帝。
He was providing us an opportunity to go before God and be completely exposed to him.
他的用意就是要我们走到上帝面前，把我们自己全部的敞开，让上帝看到我们。
Which I still feel is hard to do. Writing a paper, right? To write a paper about it.
不管对我讲起来，这是很难的。我总是很难写这个报告。
It seems to me that life is the best. The Holy Spirit through life is the best way that God seems to use.
这个真正的上帝最好的工具就是用圣灵来感动我。
I ended up getting a B on my paper.
我得到一个 B, 就是
Which is again, like, I don't know if you're kind of like, if you're excited about getting a B on a paper on your depravity, or if I go back to my professor and say, I deserve an A on this paper of being depraved.
然后他说我，其实我心里面想，我写的这么好，我应该是拿到 A 的。
But Paul aims to answer the question is, the aim is, what does the cross, what does it mean? Just like Susan asked, it's like, what does it mean for us?
其实真正的就是保罗所提出来的问题，就是到底十字架对我们是有什么的意思？就像那个童话小说里面书人问的，到底是什么意思？
Look down with me at the passage once again, and we'll read through it together as I'll read it aloud.
让我们来读这个罗马书二章十七节到三章八节。
It says this, but now God has shown us a different way of being right in His sight, not by obeying the law, but by the way promised in scriptures long ago. We are made right in God's sight.When we trust in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. And we can be saved in the same way, no matter who we are or what we have done. For all have sinned and fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet now God, in His gracious kindness, declares us not guilty. He has done this through Christ Jesus, who has freed us by taking away our sins. For God has sent Jesus to take the punishment for our sins and to satisfy God's anger against us. We are made right with God when we believe that Jesus shed his blood, sacrificing his life for us. God was being entirely fair and just when he did not punish those who sinned in former times. And he is entirely fair and just in this present time when he declares that sinners to be right in his sight because they believe in Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
这是上帝的话.
So 3 weeks ago, we began to look at kind of like four essentials of the gospel, four portions of what it means, what happens on the cross.
我们前几周谈到到底 基督的钉十字架是什么的意思?
3 weeks ago, we looked at two of them, and this morning, we're just going to look at just one more.
我们上几个礼拜是讲到两点, 基督的钉十, 这次我们又讲到一点。
The first one that we had looked at is in verse 24. It's justification.
It's just, 我们要讲到24节的因信称义。
It says that we are declared, justification is that we're declared not guilty before God.
我们要在怎么样在上帝面前认为我们是没有罪的。
What happened is he took our sin upon himself and then he swapped it out. He put his righteousness and placed it upon us so that it's like this exchange, this switching.
耶稣把我们的罪放在他的身上, 有一点交换的意思。
So that when the judge makes a judgment, he looks at us and he says, he or she is righteous because I see the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
所以当法官判这个事情的时候, 他会说, 任何的人, 他因为有耶稣的, 在里面, 所以他就判他无罪。
The second essential was redemption. That is, he freed us by taking away our sins.
第二点我们要讲怎么赎罪。
Again, I explain, this doesn't mean that if you look at any one Christian, that, or any Christian, that we will never sin again.
你很难看到有一个基督徒是从来没有犯罪的。
But it does mean that we are not held captive. It just means that we are not enslaved, we don't have to sin.
我们只是能够脱离犯罪的控制。
That it has no power over us.
我们不让罪犯能够驾驭我们。
The third essential of the gospel is the propitiation of God's holy wrath, and that's what we're going to look at this morning.
我们今天要谈到第三点的就是怎么样平息上帝的怒气。
Look with me in verse 25 is what we're going to focus on.
我们要讲25节。
It says this, for God sent Jesus to take the punishment for our sins and satisfy God's anger against us. Some in the Bible, who study the Bible, will say that God's anger, when we read about God's anger, it's impersonal.
我们谈到上帝的发怒的时候，我们常常觉得不是对我们个人的。
And I know that there's a kind of a sense out there, there's an argument out there that says, you know, boy, when I read the Old Testament, I find God angry a lot. And in the New Testament, it seems like God is a God of love.
当我们每次读圣经的时候，我们都发现旧约里面讲到的上帝好像非常的愤怒，都是等到我们。 看到新约的时候，觉得上帝都是充满了爱。
But in all of it, again, there's this kind of sense one can say it feels maybe that God, there's this anger of God's wrath that is spoken of, that it feels somewhat distant or impersonal, like it is upon a people.
所以我们看起来好像跟我们没有什么关系，只是跟一群人讲的话。
And I think in many ways it does bring Many those who study the Bible would say this because it does bring a sense of comfort when we can say that God's anger is somewhere distant, maybe anger at some group of people, but not on us.
所以我们看到产生一个感觉，如果我们谈到上帝发怒，就是好像对某些人，对另外一些人，不是在我们自己的身上的。
But if you think about the images that are used in the Bible to describe God's anger, it is very personal.
其实当我们读到圣经的时候，讲到上帝的愤怒的时候，其实都是对我们个人的。
Sin is personal, and so that means if sin is personal, that means his anger or his wrath upon a people or upon a person is also personal.
因为我们的犯罪是我们个人的犯罪，所以谈到上帝的愤怒的时候，他会对我们的身上发作。
What we have is in the Old Testament, we see a group of people, the Israelites, come into a relationship, a covenant relationship, with Yahweh.
所以我们当旧约的时候，我们发现这些以色列人和上帝有立约的关系。
And they say to him at one point, "All that the Lord God has said, we will do."What happens is God lays out his expectations. He lays out what he will bring to them. And then he says to them, here's my expectations. Here's what is the relationship that we have with one another. And all the people read through what God's expectations are. And they say to him, yes, we value you, God. You are our God. We are your people. And that what you say, we will do.
所以当以色列人看到的时候，他就告诉上帝说，你讲的话，你告诉指示我们的，我们都会去做的。
But then what happens is that the people go off and they go their own way.
但是实际上我们可以看到后果，这些以色列呢，都是他们答应上帝，期望他们都做事情，最后他们都没有去做。
They may choose other gods or they simply ignore their Lord. They just ignore him.
他们这些人有些事就去拜这些其他的假神，或者是根本不理上帝。
Or even worse, they fall in love, they give themselves over to some other god.
所以更糟糕的就是有些人就是跟从别的神了。
And the image that's used by the prophets again and again is not a general one. It's a very personal one.
所以当我们读到先知的时候，这些以色列的先知，他们讲这些以色列的事情都是很 personal, 就是很个人的。
You may remember some of the images that are used. It is one of a husband whose wife has committed adultery on him.
所以我们读到旧约的时候，就谈到一个丈夫，就是知道发现他的太太有外遇和别的男的在一起。
You'll hear him speak of it, like, for example, in the book of Hosea.
所以我讲的是指何西亚书这里面所描述的。
Where he speaks of, it is like the feeling that God has. It is like an adulterous affair. It is like I've been cheated on. It is like I was in love with you. I was married to you, and you left me.
但是在我这个书的感觉里面，就是说上帝的感觉，就是说我这么爱你，我是你的丈夫，但是你就在外面做淫乱的事情，实在是伤我的心。
Adultery is of course highly personal, so that any wife, any husband who had their spouse be unfaithful to them would have a sense of anger, a sense of outrage, a sense of deep hurt.
所以谈到这个事情，淫乱的事情的时候，对每个人做丈夫的、做妻子的话，他会非常非常的伤心的。
And this is the kind of anger that, again, that Paul speaks of. This anger, this wrath, is what Paul speaks of in verse 25. It is a personal, deeply personal, like not in a general sense, but for you people, for the Romans who I am speaking to.
所以当保罗写这个罗马书的时候，他就讲到上帝的愤怒就是这种感觉，他不是讲别人，而是讲我们每个人在这里的。
But Paul says, this is where the idea, the concept, the reality of propitiation comes into play for his people.
所以保罗在描述怎么样可以平息上帝的愤怒。
He wants to explain what atonement is, what is a propitiation to the Romans so that they understand when Christ was on the cross, this is what it meant for you.
他在告诉，所以保罗在告诉罗马教会，到底耶稣的死对这些犹太人有什么的意义。
Again, propitiation is not a, it's a theological term, so it is not one that is used at all when we speak to one another.
所以我们在我们谈普通的谈话的时候，我们很少讲到平息上帝的怒气的。
And it is based in the Old Testament sacrificial system.
这是在旧约里面提到，这是怎么样的献祭的仪式里面的。
In the Old Testament system, God provided a temporary way for his wrath, for his anger to be satisfied for the sins of his people through the death of animals.
在旧约里面就是上帝讲到有些仪式，怎么样的是把这个动物的牺牲能够平息上帝的怒气的。
Again, it's the kind of thing when I was growing up as a young person, or any person outside of the church, and they talk about sacrifice of animals, it makes very little sense. It's like, this is a bizarre practice.
所以当有些信没有信主的，或者是有些人会感觉这个杀动物来牺牲，是献祭，是一个非常奇怪的这种仪式。
But this way of a temporary satisfaction of God's anger is so pervasive through the blood of an animal is so pervasive in the scriptures that the Hebrews author talks about it.
其实在旧约里面这些动物的牺牲是很被大众接受的一种仪式，可以去平息上帝的怒气。
Hebrews 29:22 says this, in fact, we can say that according to the law of Moses,Nearly everything was purified by sprinkling with his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is not forgiveness of sins.
所以在希伯来书九章二十二节说，照着律法，几乎每样东西都是用血洗净的，没有流血的就没有赦罪。
Okay, so this is in its most this practice. When this was set up, it is most vividly.Illustrated or explained in Leviticus chapter 16.
这些仪式里面在讲的利未记十六章里面讲的非常的清楚。
It was called the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur.
所以在每年的这个 Yom Kippur 就是缓回祭的里面。
Again, Yom Kippur, I believe even next month in October, we're at a Jewish setting, Yom Kippur would be practiced.
所以普通在十月的时候，它有一个挽回祭的这个仪式。
Or I could say it would be remembered or celebrated.
所以犹太人都是庆祝这个节日的。
And so what would happen on the Day of Atonement would be that God would call his people. He would say, leaders, all the leaders and anyone who's available, I want you to come and gather.
所以我从前的旧的仪式就是上帝招呼他们所有以色列人里面做领袖的人到他的面前来。
And the leaders and the people would stand before the Lord and they would give, in many ways, they would give account or they would reckon for all of their sin.
所以他们这些老百姓和领袖到上帝面前的时候，他又希望上帝赎他们的罪。
This would be once a year where God,And his people, God would address the sin issue. There is a problem that you have, a personal sin problem amongst you people that I must and need to address to you.
这是一年一次的，就在这个机会里面，上帝要解决以色列罪人的罪性的问题。
Two goats would be brought in, and they'd be brought in to the leaders.
有两个山羊就会带到这个祭司的面前来。
And again, the leaders of the people would place their hands on both of the goats and they would confess their sins, the sins of the people.
他的仪式就是说，这个祭司就会把他的手放两个手放在两个羊的头上，就是忏悔他的罪过。
One goat would then be sacrificed, and then its blood would be taken.
其中那一只有一只羊就会被杀死，然后他就会把他的血挤下来。
And the high priest would go into the very center portion of the temple.
那个大祭司就会把他这个血的 一碗的血就是到这个至圣所里面去。
And this is where the Lord's presence would reside. This is where he would meet with the Lord.
这个至圣所里面就是上帝住的地方，他大祭司会跟上帝见面。
And what he would do is he would smear some of the goat's blood who had just been sacrificed on the altar.
所以他就大祭司就会把这个血涂在这个祭坛上面。
Because blood represents life.
因为血就是代表生命。
And in taking the life of this goat and smearing the blood on the altar of God, what it would do, at least temporarily, it would provide a covering for the people's sin.
他做这个意思的仪式就是说把血涂在这个祭坛上的时候，他就可以把那个脏的可以罪可以抹盖了。
God would treat the people in a new way, because of this one animal's giving its life over. Based on that, he would treat the people in a refreshed way, as though their sin had been temporarily covered over, as though I do not see your sin anymore.
因为他基本的仪式就是他上帝看到这个有血涂在这个祭坛上的时候，他的罪已经被遮盖了。这是一个暂时的形式用意。
And then the other goat, which the people had confessed their sins on, was taken out into the wilderness and then released.
另外有一只羊呢，就把它放到野外去，就是把它放掉了。
And it is a picture. It's a vivid picture. It's a concrete picture of the people's sin.Being carried away.
这个仪式表示就是说这些人犯罪的就是把他赶出去了。
And it's again where we get the term, our term, a scapegoat.
我们今天就叫做那个代罪羔羊的意思这样来的。
But the only problem with it, the only problem with this system was that it was a, God provided it as a temporary system.
这个问题就是问题是它是一个基本的解决的方法。
It covers over sin as though you cannot see it, but it never really deals with the sin issue.
这是其实我讲错，是一个暂时解决的方法，不是永久的。这是它不能永远遮盖这个我们的犯罪的。
Again, the writer of the book of Hebrews said, it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
所以在希伯来书说，那个山羊不能把我们的罪拿掉的。
And the reason for this is because people are made in the image of God. And so you can't have an animal be in place because people are made in the image of God.
因为基本上我们人是耶稣是上帝的形象造的，你知道，你不可以拿动物来代替他的。
And so because Christ Jesus, one time I asked the question, since Jesus is one man,I remember asking a brother, I said, why doesn't Jesus have to die on the cross for every person? I mean, why wouldn't Jesus have to go for myself and for Paul and for each one of you? Why wouldn't he have to die millions of times over?
为什么我一个问题从前就问，为什么耶稣会在十字架上是受死，是为我，为你，为任何的人赎罪的？
But because Jesus Christ is fully human, and he's also fully God, because of his eternal nature, when he was on the cross, he was able to deal with, to atone for, to cover over permanently every person's sin, because of his eternal and divine nature.
因为主耶稣是完全的人，也是完全的神，所以他在十字架上就是可以担当我们每个人的罪行。
And so this wrath, this anger, and again, it's one that, at least in popular culture today, it is really not talked about. Most people do not like to speak about God's wrath, but in the scriptures, it's clearly laid out. But it was covered once and for all when Christ was on the cross.
在我们今天的社会的环境里面，我们不喜欢谈到上帝的愤怒的，但实际上上耶稣耶稣基督就是为我们永远的赎罪祭，他的血就是永远的遮盖我们。
That's why it says, God was entirely fair and just when he did not punish those who sinned in former times, and he is entirely fair and just in this present time when he declares sinners to be right in his sight because they believe in Jesus. It is simply because
这就是为什么圣经上谈到主上帝不计较我们的从前的过犯，而是只要你信相信主耶稣基督。
It is because God's wrath has been satisfied. It has been taken care of. He cannot, our God is a God who cannot not punish sin.
因为就是这个原因，所以才能够平息了上帝对我们的怒气。
One summer when I was teaching English at the University of Hunan.
我现在谈到最后，就是我讲到我过去的经验，我在从前在中国湖南大学里面教过书。
And I remember hearing of one teacher, who maybe was who was harsh on his students.
我就碰到有一个事情，另外一个教授就是对于学生可能比较严。
When a student would show disrespect, or maybe even make a mistake, the teacher would punish the students.
在这课堂上呢，这个学生呢做出对老师很不尊重的行为来。你知道也所以呢这个老师呢要处罚这个学生。
And how the teacher would do it would be, he would draw a circle on the chalkboard, and he would bring the student up to the front, and he'd like, put your nose in the circle of the chalkboard.
他那次做什么事呢，他这个老师呢就在黑板上画一个圆圈。叫这个学生呢站在这个黑板前面，面对着这个黑板，叫他的鼻子顶住那个圆圈里面。
This is the way that the teacher's anger or the teacher's wrath would be satisfied.
他这样做呢，为什么呢？这个老师很生气。You know, 他这样做以后呢，他就可以平息他的怒气。
I'm thankful that our God's anger or wrath is right. From a human standpoint, you know, the teacher may have punished rightly, may have been completely off.
但是我今天要说的，我是很感谢我们的上帝，因为我想到这个老师，他可能处罚这个学生是对的，也许是不对的。
But from the student's standpoint, I just imagine what it would be like to suffer the shame of being brought up to the front of the class and.To the embarrassment, to the embarrassment and the shame, to be brought forth like that.
但是我想到，如果站在这个学生的眼光的话，他就觉得很囧这个场面，你知道，把老师叫他上台来做这种处罚。
But I think what is unthinkable, I think that probably has never happened, is that if another student, like we say, you know what, Noah, you stay down, you sit down right here, you know.I'll actually go up to the chalkboard for you, right? And I'll put my nose, and I'll take your shame for you.
但是我还没有，大概还没有这个事情会发生。会不会有另外同学愿意站出来？他说：“你老师处罚你的时候，你不要做，让我来代替你做这个事情。我把我的鼻子放在那个圆圈里面。”
I will satisfy the teacher's anger and wrath for you, and take it all away.
然后我这样做呢，是不是让这个老师就不生气？你知道，因为我代替了你。
I will cover over you permanently, so that you will never experience shame again.
我这样做是不是可以做到我永远是把你的罪性除去
？Jesus is our permanent covering.
耶稣是我们永远的遮盖的。
No matter who we are or what we've done.
不管你是谁，你做了什么事情。
We are made right with God when we believe that Jesus shed his blood for us.
我们住在耶稣的宝血之下，我们会永远得救的。
What does the gospel, what does the cross mean for you?
这个十字架对你有什么意思？
You know, my wife Sarah used to be a teacher, and she would tell me sometimes about her kids.
她，我的太太 Sarah, 她是教书的老师，她常常会告诉我什么的情，教书的情形。
And sometimes they would make big mistakes, or they would disrespect. And I just remember her saying that one of the things that she would say to the kids would be, you know what, tomorrow is a new day. So when they go, they'd be at the end of school, and she would say, and their heads might be low, and she'd say, you know what, like tomorrow is a new day.
他对这些对他不尊敬的学生、犯规的学生，我的太太就告诉他，没有关系，明天是新的一天。
And so for me, at least for today, what the gospel means to me is that tomorrow is a new day.
这也是一样，我看读到圣经的时候，觉得明天又是新的一天。
It's so refreshing to know that we have a God who will cover us, who will cover over our shame and take it for us.
我们这样的感激就是，主耶稣基督会用他的宝血来遮盖我们。
We have so many reasons to give thanks, and so this morning, why don't we stand up together and give thanks for His covering?
我们有这么多原因要来感谢上帝，请大家站住。
Thank you. Amen. You can be seated now, please.